I'm wondering this morning, whatever happened to Jonah? What happened to Jonah? He got swallowed by a big fish. That's right. Do we know why he got swallowed by a big fish? Obeyed God. And what was God trying to tell him to do? What? I'm sorry. What? To save the Israelites? Supposed to save somebody. What? To go to Nineveh. And when he went to Nineveh, he was supposed to tell them that. What was God going to do to Nineveh? What was God? He's going to destroy it. And why was he going to destroy it? Because they were such a bad people. They were really bad. So Nineveh, but Jonah was supposed to go there and tell them that God was going to, 40 days, God's going to destroy this whole city. But he didn't want to do it because he didn't like the Ninevites. And so he tried to get away from God, and a big storm came up, and they threw him over the edge into the sea, and the whale swallowed him and put him up on the... And then he said, okay, God, I'll do it. I'll go tell him. And so he went into Nineveh, and it was a really big city. Walking through the city takes 3 days, and he said, 40 days, and you're going to all be destroyed. And so he was kind of happy to do that because he didn't like the Ninevites anyway. So he figured God would get rid of him. But what happens? Yeah. Do they get destroyed? No. What happens? They started fasting and praying, and God said, oh, they're changing their ways. They're not going to be bad anymore. And so God said, okay, we're not going to destroy them. Whew, for the Ninevites. You know, in our own lives, sometimes we do bad things. Sometimes we choose to get mad at our siblings. Sometimes we don't like what our parents tell us, and we say, no, I'm not going to do it. And we slam the door. And so maybe, like the Ninevites, we need to change our ways, right? We need to stop doing that because it's not a real good thing to get so mad at your mom and dad that you slam the door. Probably going to get in trouble, not going to get destroyed, but we need to change the ways we're doing things. And so today during Lent is a good time to kind of think about that. What are the things that I'm doing that I know are wrong, but I keep doing them? Lent is a good time to kind of get that in mind and then to say, okay, I need to change. I need to work at making that better. That's not so easy sometimes, but I think with God's help, we can change. The Ninevites fasted and prayed and turned to God, and they changed their ways. We can pray, maybe even fast a little bit. Choose not to eat all the stuff we usually eat. And then maybe it's a way when we begin to change our hearts, to do things differently, to be better in touch with what God wants us to do in our lives. Lent is a good time for that to happen. Jonah is a good example of one who told the people what they needed to hear, and they changed. We listen to what God tells us today, and we can change. We can do better on those things that sometimes we choose to do wrong. Let's pause for a moment's reflection.